The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 29, 1979 at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, your hostess for this program featuring authentic African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. The music, which our music man Leo Sarkisian and I select each week, is both traditional and popular on recordings from our Voice of America music library and from Leo's own personal collection. The music today will be from the Republic of Ivory Coast. I think you'll enjoy the program, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. François Loga of Ivory Coast is one of today's popular musicians in that country, with a number of hit records and albums to his credit. This number is from one of his latest albums. It's titled Gigi Baka, and I hope the following listeners who wrote to Leo and me are tuned in today. I'm playing this to say thanks for writing to us. Audu Nadija of Bama, thank you very much, and to our friend Muaza Dati of Kano. Our friend Fon Nji at the University of Lagos, and we can't forget about Ifeanyi Onwebusi and Vegenus Eze of Lagos. A few of our friends from Nigeria, thank you for writing and do keep the letters coming. I'll acknowledge a few more letters later on, but right now, it's the music of François Loga.
Thank you.
François Loga of Ivory Coast getting things started off for us. Even the engineer likes that number. I saw him bopping his head. It is good music, and that's what we bring you every Sunday here. The Sanufo, who live in the northern savanna region of Ivory Coast, are actually made up of numerous tribal groups whose dialects and cultures differ. The Sanufo are industrious farmers, growing millet, rice, maize, yams, groundnuts, and cotton. A small part of the population belongs to the various artisan castes, such as blacksmiths, founders, workers in leather, and woodcarvers. Unlike their neighbors, the Bambara and the Malinke, the Sanufo have no caste of musicians. Villages are usually situated near a wood, known as the Sacred Wood, in which the Poro, the initiation society of the men, conducts its rituals. The Poro is an institution of the greatest social and religious significance. All Sanufu men, except members of the artisan castes, must observe the initiation cycle of 21 years, in phases of 7 years each. Only at the end of this cycle are the initiates accepted as full members of the community. Music and dancing play a most important part in the festivities and ceremonies of the society. Masks are worn by initiates for various manifestations of the Poro, and the performances are accompanied by music. The vocal music of the Sanufo most often takes the form of responsorial singing. Two singers alternate with one another, or else a choir answers the verses of the solo singer. Men and women do not sing together. In distinction to the singing, instrumental music is polyphonic, as demonstrated in this recording, which was made in the Korhogo region. The music is by an orchestra of four xylophones, each with 12 notes, and each musician playing his own part. The musicians also have iron jingles attached to their wrists. Dance music by a Sanufo xylophone orchestra in the Korhogo region in northern Ivory Coast, demonstrating the polyphony in Sanufo instrumental music. Also from the Korhogo region is this recording of the Bolo Bogo, a one-string harp. There are 9 harpists in this group, all sitting in a row. They pluck the strings of the harp with one hand, and with the other strike the resonator, which is made from a large gourd covered with a skin. 8 of the instruments produce the same note, and the 9th is tuned a 4th higher. 2 of the harp players sing in alternation until they are relieved by 2 others. The men's voices are high-pitched and tense. That was the sound of nine Sanufo musicians playing one-string bolobogo harps, an instrument usually played during the dance performances by certain masked figures of the Poro society. In West Africa, it is extremely rare to see women playing drums. They are generally not allowed to play them. But among the Sanufo, women play drums that are peculiar to the Poro society of the women. And these women are usually from one distinct tribe, the Fodonon. Listen now to a group of women of the Poro. Two of the women play large drums, while others shake calabash rattles and sing. Listening to the music of the Sanufo in Northern Ivory Coast. In earlier days, musical ensembles were employed by paramount chiefs. They were actually court orchestras and accompanied the chief on his travels. Whenever the chief made a public appearance in a village, the musicians would follow, singing praise songs in his honor. In this recording, the praise music is by a small group of musicians belonging to the paramount chief of the Napi-Oledugu region in the northern part of Ivory Coast. There are four musicians. Two of them play flutes, and the other two are drummers. Thank you. I mentioned earlier that in West Africa, women are generally not allowed to play drums, but that among the Sanufo, women belonging to the female Poro society do play drums. This recording, which I'm going to play for you now, was made in the village of Sitienyiri Kaha in the Napi Oledugu region. A female musician plays a water drum, which is a large clay bowl filled with water. A half shell of a gourd floats on the water, and the musician strikes the top of the floating gourd with a small spoon-shaped calabash. The second instrument is the simple wooden mortar, which is used daily by the women in the preparation of food. It is struck rhythmically on its inner surface with a pestle. And now here's greetings from our music man, Leo Sarkeesian, and me to the following listeners, in appreciation for the nice letters we've received. Thank you, Arnold Kwanzaa of Takoradi, and Adu Kamanin, and Kofi Opuku of Kumasi. Also to Joe Samdikro of Ho, a few of our friends from Ghana. Robo Lemus of Monrovia, Liberia, and Alexander Gila of Banga, also in Liberia. And in Nigeria, our best to James Edako of Obubra, Sopulo Harry Queen Ekemizi of Auka, and our friend Enoch Sani Pajo of Yola. We're so glad to know that Music Time in Africa is one of your favorite radio programs. We love hearing from you. More grease to your elbows, and keep writing. Another pop tune now by François Lugard of Ivory Coast, and this is titled Moto.
Ajinamoto, ano. Ajinamoto. Yanamoto, Ugano, no Yanamoto, Adinamoto, Awino, no Yanamoto, Adinamoto, Yano, no Yanamoto, Adinamoto.
That was the sound of François Lugard of Ivory Coast. And to keep things in a nice dancing mood, here's the famous Itadi Band of Togo with a great number titled Peace and Freedom.
Yeah.
Peace and Freedom by the Itati Band of Togo. And that brings our Music Time in Africa show for today to a close. I do hope you enjoyed the program, friends, and you'll be with me again next week at the same time. For those who'd like to drop us a line, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. Again, the address, if you'd like to drop us a letter, is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. We're going to be waiting for those letters, so do keep them coming. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa, and inviting you to stay tuned in as the African service continues on these same frequencies and meter bands with African Panorama and the latest news. In the meantime, friends, I wish you all the very best for the coming week.